Welcome to the I Self-Reflect podcast, where together we'll work to achieve self-love, self-growth, and self-reflection.
I want you to be your own guru. I want you to realize how powerful you really are, because I believe what we say to ourselves is of great importance, and our mind is our greatest asset.
Now, here's your host, Laureano Mercado.
Welcome back, my beautiful peoples, to the I Self-Reflect podcast, the show where we mind jam the fuck about ideas, perceptions, thought-provoking topics, and of course, self-reflection. I'm your host, Laureano Mercado, and today we're going to talk about what is your superpower? Now, not all superpowers require the ability for flight, telekinesis, or the ability to walk through walls. Right now, we're about to dive into the many superpowers we all have and can have and honestly always have. And I'll even discuss mine. Let's go. So, the mind jam of the day is, what is your superpower? Now, you may never see your superpower because we live in this chaotic world, right? That's why you must be in tune with who you are, what you are, and who you want to become. And to find that value within self in all of that state. You have to be interested in the magic that you still possess. What magic am I talking about? The qualities that represent to you the best. Your forte. Your magic that brings the world and those around you and of course within yourself to light. Are you a good communicator? Delegator? Singer? Dancer? Or perhaps this is just patience, gratitude, humbleness, could even be a great hugger. What is your superpower that you greatly possess for yourself and for others? Now, you might think, why is this important? Because when you recognize these things, a few things are going to take place. But the most important thing of it all, you'll begin to show it, share it, and love it. It's going to bring you to your own flow state and guide you to what you really want to do and how you do it. Being grateful and feeling blessed and everything is also a superpower, guys. We all know how hard it is to feel a sense of positivity, especially if life ripples the opposite direction of what you expected. You have to have this uncanny ability to control your emotions. Know who you are and what you want to do with it. And do with what? Well, it's called you. Let's take a quick moment for self-reflection time. Just real quick. I want you to all take this moment. Take it seriously in your own light. But do a self-reflection moment of the question of what is your superpower, ability, or your uncanny ability to self-reflect on the world that you bring to yourself and to others. Well, think of it this way as well, if you're having trouble with it. What kind of feedback do you get from other people or the outside world of who you are, right? Because we're also mirror images and reflections of each other. So sometimes you can see who you are based on people's responses and images of yourself. So do other people see you as like this thankful ability person? Do they see some sort of value that you bring to the table that you might not see? And it's crazy. We always say, well, why is this important still? Because we're also going to second guess ourselves. And the main reasons to realize is because we're already special without even knowing it. And the tough part living in this crazy society is that we don't get this special ability from other people. We have to recognize it within ourselves first. And that first recognition is realizing our special superpower. And that's why today's topic is about this superpower. It's to give yourself flowers because you deserve it. Just for being you and for being who you are and for being here. And so with that, let me tell you about my superpower, or at least what I think it is. And so a little backstory. So I've been in the customer service and hospitality industry since 2008. And I didn't know why this ripple effect happened to me, of why I was getting these jobs that I was applying for. Ended up being either customer service or hospitality. But nonetheless, the end goal was, well, now foreshadowing and overseeing it and having this self-reflecting moment, because I had to answer that question to myself, was I love being in service to others. It's not about, like, I don't know, there's something else to that. And, you know, even as a restaurant server, which I'm, my current position is as well, it's not about those people that's like, hey, can I get extra ranch? And you have these nightmares about, like, fucking, oh shit, I forgot the extra ranch, or I forgot all this other shit that I should have brought to my table. It's literally doing what you love when you love it, type thing. And I realize I do what I love because I love people. I love being in service to others. And especially as a restaurant server, I realized it wasn't about what they wanted. It's more like what they were trying to get out of it without saying so. So most people go out to a restaurant to, what one might think would be, to just have a great meal and just to relax, try some new food, and just get away for a little bit. The last part is, I love the latter, because I do believe people don't go out to restaurants just to have a great meal. It's more for, like, experience, to take them out of any situation that they're already in. So either they had to get a babysitter, or they decided a special occasion was in need. But nonetheless, it's an occasion, an experience that you go out to eat. It's not so much about the food, it's more of a social aspect. And your server can amplify that experience for yourself. And this is why there's great service and just mediocre service, and just people that are just there to hand you some food. And I love myself for being of service of others. And I love that I'm in the service industry, because I can provide that excellent service to create an experience, not just make you taste great food at the same time, which does happen. And secondly, I realized this sounds a little weird, but the only way I can explain it is I love love. I'm going to repeat that again, because it's, I don't know how to explain it besides it. I love love. This joyful blissfulness of people. It's almost like when you see somebody smile across the room, you just can't explain it, but just that experience, I just love that for everyone. I love when people smile. I love when people have unconditional love. They do things just because. It's the first reason I love love. And I hate bigging myself up, because it's hard to see myself in and around other people. I know what I do and I know why I do it, but it's, even getting compliments feels weird to me. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't know what to say. And most likely it's probably just thank you. And I'm working on that. But let's pivot to the third thing, which is, I heard this quote the other day from a podcast or a talk I was listening to. And the quote stated by a gentleman was, "My talent is over time, period, looking at it, period." Let me repeat that again as well. "My talent is over time, period, looking at it." And for some reason that hit me to the core. And it made so much sense, because I feel like I'm one of those individuals that's an overseer, an overlooker of time, where you can, like, bring yourself out of this coloring out of the box and kind of an astral projection self, looking over everything and then just looking at it and having perception of it. Not quite judgment or anything of it, just looking and seeing everything. And honestly, I'm gonna give myself flowers, because I love that about me. And it's okay to say shit that you love about yourself, because that's the beauty in this whole project called life, right? And life is great. I just want everyone to have this whole podcast as a big reminder of, you can give yourself flowers. Whatever your superpower is, It's okay to bring that to light and forte in that. You know, whether it's your great singer, dancer, whether it's empathy, or you have so much patience in your whole world that you're like, wow, I'm really good at this and I love myself for that. This podcast is to big up you on that. And if you have yet to see it, please call me, text me, whatever you need to do, and let me big you up on it, because it's a blessing in disguise, because the whole world needs to see that. I want everybody to shine on your own superpower. Share with the world, share with yourself, recognize and be recognized. If you don't want to be recognized, it's fine, but yourself matters first before it's others. And I am a firm believer the snowball effect will always happen, especially if an inner circle of close friends, we rub off in each other. And so whatever your superpower is, big ups to you guys. And I love you. So thank you for listening today. And let me end it with this, you know. First off, I want to thank you all for listening to today's I Self-Reflect podcast. Before we go, if you don't mind, please show some love for your favorite podcast by leaving off a review on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and also stay tuned for the next week's episode. Make sure to also check out iselfreflect.com, where you can find positive affirmations that are mirror image on your favorite apparel. With that said, keep positive, keep it interesting. I love you all. Peace out. I'm out, baby.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the I Self Reflect podcast. Subscribe and tune in next time to continue your journey to self-love, growth, and reflection. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at iSelfReflect and check out our shop at iSelfReflect.com. That's iSelfReflect.com. Until next time, keep spreading the love.